Here I was with a tiny baby and leaving all I had grown up with. I spent 3 nights and 2 long days on that train. I can only remember how I just sat there watching the countryside go by and wondering what was ahead. I tried to take Tommy with me up to the dining car, but just couldn't handle the swaying of the train. I got very hungry. The porter finally saw my plight, and he actually babysat for Tommy while I was having a big dinner. I got to Chicago, and that same porter saw to it that I knew just where to go and actually watched over me until I left almost 3 hours later. I have never forgotten that kindness. I then found that on the overnight trip into Philadelphia, I could just ring a buzzer and they would bring my meal to me. That was a delight. And then the porter made up the bottom bunk for me and I actually slept good going into Philadelphia. We arrived at 6 a.m. and Tom was there with a cab to take us home. We stayed with Aunt Margaret McKibben for a couple of weeks and then moved in with Mom McNellis and Aunt Ethel Thomas in the Abbotsford Project near East Falls. When I arrived in Philly, I felt so hot and sticky. Tom said it was the humidity. We went shopping right away so I could buy some cotton dresses to wear instead of the woolen things I'd brought from Ben. Very few people had air conditioning at that time, so cotton was a welcome relief. The first day I was in Philadelphia, Tom and I walked down Germantown Avenue to shop, and he took me into a small pub with just a counter. He asked me to look up on the wall of the pub, and that is the first time I saw a television set. It was black and white, and it had a commercial on, advertising Esklinger's beer. I have never forgotten that moment. Quite a fascinating thing to see for the first time. While we lived in Philadelphia, we got to visit a lot of historical places and also had lots of trips to New Jersey. We went over there to go swimming in the lakes. It was very hot and humid in the summers there and really cold and damp in the winter. We also had a great trip to Canada the last summer we lived there. We drove to Niagara Falls and then up to Fenland Falls, Ontario, where Mom McNellis was born. We took both Mom and Aunt Ethel with us. We stayed for a few days at a lake in Algonquin Provincial Park. We fished and just relaxed and talked to the wonderful Canadian people. Then we went back across Lake Champlain into New York and down through the New England states back to Philadelphia. And I always thought that Philadelphia was a beautiful city. It had the longest park within a city in the world. Except for the humid weather and the cold in the winter, I enjoyed my time there and learned there was a whole world out there a long ways from the ranch.